finally in bed. 1 minute you're tired and sleepy. The next thing you know is you're staring blankly at the ceiling, thinking about zombies. Or probably thinking about those well-made shoes you didn't buy. How about that sweet text from your crush, and you're still on cloud nine? Wait, what if you're sick and don't know it? Yikes. Welcome to Bed Brain of the Week. Come on and spill the beans. Hello everyone. Before I begin, if you listened to the first episode of The Late Nights by Luna Manila, I want to correct my Instagram account. It's not Luna_Manila, but it's Luna_Manila. Gusto ko na lang panindigan yung double underscore because I can't remember how it happened. So there. Please follow. Anyway, I hope everyone's having a steady midweek despite of the pandemic. Moving on, I thought of a short episode in between the longer ones. Something lighter. Something that we all don't need to think about deeply, but just imagine random stuff that we usually think or imagine before we go to sleep. Bed Brain of the Week is a weekly episode that we randomly pick from Luna Manila's Instagram followers. So welcome to our first episode. We will call this week's pick as Winning the Lottery from at Ang Pasyente. She said, I always think about winning the jackpot prize of the lottery and imagine how I will spend it. Ah, money, aren't we all? This is a pretty exciting event to think about, not only at night, but also when daydreaming. So what would you buy first? A house? Will it be a bungalow outside the city? A townhouse? A villa in the suburb? How about a car? Are you going to buy a car like that latest Tesla? Or your dream sports car? Or are you the business type? Maybe you can now franchise a 7-Eleven or Jollibee so you own a piece of that Pinoy sweet spaghetti and chicken joy. Or are you the type who would give a percentage to the community first, like to your church or orphanage? Well, whatever that is, it sure is exciting to spend money. Just use it wisely. As for me, I'd buy a beachfront house with a sustainable garden, living with the love of my life with our fur babies. And I think it would be fun to have your own farm-to-table restaurant. And my único hijo is very much into cooking right now, so I'd send him to the best culinary school in the world. Just the thought of it excites me. So, to Ang Pasyente, if you're listening, let us know what things you're planning to buy if you win that lottery and tag us at Luna_Manila. Anyway, you guys, always remember that your imagination is a form of prayer. Keep on dreaming. May it be when you're in bed, before you sleep, or just simply daydreaming. Huwag lang masyadong tulala. At huwag mong tipirin, it's free. Also, huwag mong kalimutan matulog, tulog-tulog ka din. That's it for our first episode of Bed Brain of the Week. Tell me what you think about this episode and send me a DM on Instagram at Luna_Manila. Wait, hold on, that's incorrect again. That's Luna_Manila. I would love to hear from you. This has been your host, Luna Manila. Thank you for listening.